95.7 The Hog, Daytona's Rock Station. Hey, it's the Morning Hog Show. Happens to be Morning Hog Happy Hour because it's Friday. And that means Steve and me, Riggs, would like to welcome that guy, Josh. SR Parade, baby! Yeah!
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. How are you? How you doing, bud?
Good, good.
Hey, guess what?
What?
I didn't even realize this because Steve didn't flip the calendar with the kittens on it on the wall over there. It's a new month.
Yeah,
we are out of dry January.
You want some booze?
I've gotten thirsty over the last 31 days. So what do you got for us today?
So I figured I'd wake you guys up a little bit.
Okay.
I'm already woke.
Yeah, I need it.
With some heard Dunkin' Donuts, right?
I've totally heard
people love their coffee.
Oh, I love them.
And they're like, you know what would be great? Let's throw some alcohol in that.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Doesn't seem like a bad idea.
Dunkin' Spiked. We got two different things going on today. We have their coffee variety pack. Okay. And then we'll have their tea variety pack. We'll do that on the backside.
I like how you organize this. It's a very nice
shape.
Yes, I like that.
Steve's a big fan of shape.
Yeah, he's a big shape guy.
Yeah. He's like, we debate all the time.
Round.
Yeah, I figured that. Yeah, that good old round.
He doesn't draw the line between oval and circles.
He's it's just all round.
You know, the infinity symbol. He loves it all. Yeah. As long as it's round.
Yep.
Well, Steve does. Yeah.
So, like I said, this is a 12-pack variety pack. Four different flavors.
Okay.
Beer mat. Three apiece.
There you go.
I didn't even have to use my fingers this time.
Not even.
So these ones are going to clog in at 6%.
Props
for what?
That. Yeah.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Really? It was a dang, it was a dang beer.
Hook it up, Buttercup.
So these actually are not a beer.
No, it's not, right?
Oh, right. Wow. So the funny thing is, I think we've had it in the past. Harpoon Brewery used to do a Dunkin' beer.
Yes.
Right?
Sure.
So they did their pumpkin beer, and then they did a few other their different coffees and stuff like that.
Right.
Okay. This is a malt beverage product, but it's still produced by Harpoon. So that relationship built doing the beers, they have done with coffee.
Not the flavor I was expecting to get out of that. That's really good.
So 6%. This one is the original iced coffee.
It's kind of bracing myself for something more attacking. Like this is delightful.
Punch it right in the nose.
It's like
with a coffee bean.
It's like coffee candy.
Yeah, closer to it. If you're a fan of sweeter coffees,
yeah,
or you put sugar and stuff like that.
Yeah, if I was a coffee drinker, I would have it. Thing would be loaded. It would have like a diabetic level amount of sugar in it. You know?
Right.
You know, that would be what I would do. But this is they're doing part of the work for you right here, all in one can.
So what's scary about that is told me to shake well and I didn't.
Son of a.
Sorry, guys.
Next time, right?
I just saw it on the
camera. Learn your lesson, right?
For everybody else that's going to grab this product later today.
Don't be afraid to shake it.
Yeah, make sure you're shaking it up. This does not drink like 6%.
No.
This doesn't drink like it has alcohol in it.
This
can
get very dangerous.
Yeah.
No, this was... So Harpoon does the work here, though.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. But these are Dunkin' Spike products, so it's kind of its own thing.
Okay.
But the relationship they built in the past... This is where we landed.
That's delightful so far. What's the next one?
Let's do their caramel.
Caramel.
Don't forget to shake it.
Okay.
Yeah. Come on.
Let me make sure this one says.
Steve.
I'm sure it'll say it on
shake
there.
Shake well.
Okay. There you go. Steve, come on.
In case there's. See, it's always.
Want me to pre-shake these for you?
No.
You experienced drinkers at home, always read the instructions first.
Yeah.
Don't just go willy nilly pop a tab.
That's good. See, you just don't. Come on, Josh. Jeez.
Yeah, it didn't spill.
Oh, no spill?
No spill.
Whoa!
I'm a professional.
You're doing pretty good.
That's all right. I'm standing.
Ooh,
by.
Look at that! You get some head
I
on
got
that.
All kinds of paper towels here.
So I'm a little surprised that they're carbonated, but why is that? They're not like overly carbonated or anything like that. It's very light carbonation.
Okay. Oh, this does have a different.
So this is caramel.
I'm digging these, honestly.
Oh, it's there on the it's there on the back.
So
towels in case there's a spill.
Actually, the carbonation isn't present.
No,
so I wonder if it's just to kind of get first, everything mixed up. And
on this one, I didn't think they were carbonated.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
So definitely shake the product.
Yeah.
It's almost like maybe a nitro, esque.
I mean, it drinks like a coffee would drink. It's no there's no effervescence to it. It's just good flavor.
Now I will say these are sweet, right? So if sweet coffee is not your thing, maybe this isn't the right path for you.
Right.
But maybe the iced tea is. However, if you are a fan of sweet coffee, these so far.
Yeah.
Pretty damn solid.
Yeah. Look out. I mean, I'm thinking about getting into coffee just based on this. Oh, well, hell, I'm going to skip the regular coffee and just have these.
What are you doing over there?
Well, I got this paper towel. We're standing by for a spill.
Yeah, just...
This is a new...
Come on.
By the way, Josh, I forgot to tell you, we have like a new code here for the 2024 campaign.
Okay.
In the studio. I have to be ready for spills at all times. According to the engineer, we have to
OSHA
stop
open
accidentally moisturizing the
open
keyboards.
It slowly. There you go. Attaboy. Good job,
Josh.
Yeah.
All right. So this is their mocha.
Good open.
I am not a coffee like connoisseur, so I'm not sure the difference between like regular coffee and a mocha or
mocha is
like
your chocolate.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay. Well, there we go.
I mean, I don't know. I've never seen him drink coffee in my life, but
that's because he sounds like he knows what he's talking about. Come in the door.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
You just pour it out before you walk in.
Yeah, behind your eyes.
You're allowed to bring it in the building, by the way.
Yeah. No, right at the door, he's got to stop.
Do you have that over at Parrot? You got to pour your coffee out on the sidewalk before you walk in?
No, we have multiple coffee machines in the warehouse.
So you guys got your head on straight.
Ooh, I can smell the chocolate right away.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Good call, buddy. I'm proud of you.
Oh, my gosh. No, this is like that's almost like liquor Yoo-Hoo.
There you go.
If I could say that, probably had to censor that, but you know what I'm saying. I'm talking about the
drink. What? Yoo-Hoo?
Right.
Ooh. So
it's really good.
Yeah,
I hate to make a comparison to another product out there, but this will kind of like get people in the swing of it a little bit. About a year and a half, about 18 months ago, Pabst used to make a coffee product. I don't know if you recall that.
Yeah,
I remember those.
This is the closest to that. So if you were a fan of that, they discontinued it quite some time ago. So if you were a fan of it, this mocha is right there.
It is
very, very similar flavor. So if that you were a big fan, this is the right product for you. These are brand new for us.
Right,
just got them in. You know, they're definitely at Total Wine. Some local independents, some Winn-Dixies, or you check out our website.
Well, he's talking about srparrot.com/beer finder, where you can find things other than beer. Better look at it.
He's right. Man, you are, boy, you're really cutting it close, though. But you're doing a good job.
I appreciate that. I'll give you, it's good to have more.
By the way, it's another thing.
I'll give you a couple of claps.
It's another one of our 2024 campaign promises here on the Brew Review, that we're more support for each other in the opening, the pouring, the whole thing. So you got us.
Encouragement is encouraged.
Mm-hmm. What is this one?
So this is their vanilla. So I think that would be probably the most common out of all these, I'd imagine.
I mean, it does. You get vanilla.
It's okay.
It is Dunkin' spiked, man. Mm-hmm. These are it tastes like coffee with these flavors in it.
You're right.
At 6%.
There is no detection of alcohol at all in those things.
Yes. Yeah.
And if you didn't know, you're going to know after about four of them. But wow, four very different flavors, too. But the coffee's there in all of them. But
yeah, it's a nice variation between different stuff. You know, they do sell the single packs of the original and then one of the teas as well. We can discuss that later. But the original coffee they sell is just a single pack. I think it's a four pack, if I'm not mistaken. So if you just want to try one flavor, that's out there for you, too.
Jeez,
you know what these would be perfect for? Like back in the day when I worked at Target, I did like the third shift.
Yeah.
So I worked 10 p to 7A. So my 7A was everybody's 5P.
I don't like this.
So like you can come home, you can come home after work at 7A and just start pounding some Dunkin' D's.
Is it really? I can't.
you know, here's what I'm...
Can we take a break?
I mean, why follow that? You sure? Yeah. Is it actually a break now? I probably should have gone the first time. All right, stick around. More Morning Hog Brew Review coming up on 95.7 The Hog.